Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don Lemon, Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning from Harlem. Only one person, just one person, has died of Ebola here in the United States. Yet judging from the outrage we're hearing and seeing from some lawmakers and some people around the country, you would think there were many, many more deaths. I want you to compare that to West Africa, especially Liberia. It's a country hit hardest by a real Ebola outbreak. In the capital of Monrovia, more than 4,000 cases have been reported. More than 2,300 people have died. And the New York Times report from Tom Sullivan captures the struggle ambulance driver Gordon Kamara lives every day.
The entire city is covered with bodies. There's nothing we can do.
His accent is a little hard to understand. He said, the entire city is covered with bodies and there is nothing we can do. There is nothing we can do, especially when there are only 15 ambulances for a city with 1.5 million people.
Dang.
Gordon says he barely sleeps, and even then, he still can't escape it.
I'm tired of seeing people getting sick. I don't rest. Even when I go to bed, sometimes I see it in my dream.
His own family, because he works for an ambulance company and he deals with Ebola victims every day, his own family won't even come around him to see him. He hasn't seen him for 5 months, he said, at least. The hard-hit countries have asked the international communities, guys, for help, but it has been slow. The United Nations has asked for $1 billion in September, but so far has collected little over $100,000. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that is a little bit more than the GoFundMe page for Dallas nurse Nina Pham, which raised more than $87,000 in less than a week. There's a new GoFundMe page for Dallas nurse Amber Vinson. It already has raised $5,000, and we just gave the name of it last night on CNN. Nurse Nina Pham is said to be recovering well at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. And when I spoke to Amber Vinson's mother exclusively last night on CNN, she told me her daughter is expected to make a full recovery as well. Of course, we wish all of them, everyone affected by Ebola here in the U.S. and anywhere well. But with so many resources here and so much money, one has to wonder where is the same outpouring and empathy for Ebola victims in Africa.
What else did the mother say?
The mom says she's doing well. She says she talks to her every day. She doesn't like to spend a lot of time with her because she wants her to recover. And she says her daughter would never do anything to put anyone's life in jeopardy like it on a plane unless she was given the okay. Or if she was symptomatic and she thought that she was contagious, she wouldn't do it. So she said they're doing fine.
She did have a spike in her temperature. Was that not of some concern? Even
she had a 99.5. She never called the CDC. Did you know that? She never called.
I thought you said she did.
No.
That didn't happen?
Here's what happened. They were told to monitor anyone who had come in contact with Thomas Eric Duncan at the hospital was told to monitor their temperature twice a day and to keep a record of it. When the first nurse became sick, Nina Pham, they started panicking. They called around to everybody and they said, hey, how are you? Have you checked your temperature twice a day? She said, yes. What's your temperature? She reported the elevated 99.5, but 99.5 is not that high a temperature.
Right.
You can have a 99.5 degree temperature today and be fine tomorrow.
Yeah, but
and
I wasn't
really
near
not
an Ebola patient.
Yeah, I wasn't near
an Ebola patient.
But she said, and when they checked, she asked, and they said, you're fine,
well,
you're free
ask?
To fly. A health worker, excuse me, let me explain that. So they checked and said, everybody who had come in contact with her, she said, yes, she had a 99.5 degree temperature. And she said, listen, I am traveling, I am flying. And they said, oh, no worries, don't worry about it, you can get on the plane. They called the CDC and asked. She got the okay from them. She did not become symptomatic. Or she didn't feel sick or had a really elevated temperature until she got back to Dallas from Ohio.
I understand all that. But
you still think she shouldn't have gotten on a plane?
Right.
I think she knew better as a healthcare worker.
And I mean, just as much as Nancy Snyderman is condemned for her going out in public, I just would like for them to err on the side of caution, just like the person that got on the cruise ship.
Yeah, same thing.
I just would like them to, you know, be mindful of how that, not only how they feel, but mindful of how that looks.
And not only that, but the lives that are drastically changed because they were selfish, and I mean this, they were selfish enough for their own good to go on the trips that they should not have gone on. And now look at all the people that are affected on that cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, Tom, but listen, in this particular case, you have to give her the benefit of the doubt because the hospital told them that they were fine with the protective gear that they had. There was not a problem then with protective gear.
Hospital's at fault too, but at some point, these healthcare professionals who were exposed to it should say to themselves, okay, I'm not going to ruin the lives of a whole lot of other people.
Right.
I'm going to stay at home.
But I think they're doing that now. But think about when she got it. There was not a case here yet. The nurse, first nurse wasn't sick.
Oh, she had to be
in
Vietnam. The fam.
No,
that had already happened.
Fam hadn't happened yet when she took the trip. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so she thought she was fine. Right. But fam happened when she came back. Now, that's a different story. If you want to fault her for that, you can.
And I feel sorry for all the people that were affected because she took that trip to Cleveland and because that other nurse took that cruise ship.
Yeah.
It didn't just stop with her.
No.
A lot of people's lives were drastically changed.
And now, weeks later, the CDC is saying we have new guidelines. They should have had those guidelines in the beginning.
Yeah, they should have had those.
True. There's a lot of blame to go around.
Are you willing to reconsider your grade that you were going to give the CDC?
I give them an F now. You were right. You were right, teacher Wilkes, Professor Wilkes.
You are correct.
I changed my grade.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm glad she's doing better.
I am too. All of them.
And I hope
that people will contribute to her welfare and continued upkeep as far as being treated for this.